You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
You asked for it. Here it is. It's a podcast from Apathetic Enthusiasm.
In this episode, we're talking about movies and things and Halo, maybe. Maybe I'll talk about Halo. Who knows? It was just Thanksgiving. We're still kind of full. It's Apathetic Enthusiasm.
That it is. Apathetic Enthusiasm. Let me tell you, we have so many things we want to talk about today on tonight's episode. Today on tonight's episode?
Today. Yeah. Today on tonight.
Today. We have a list of topics. Probably won't get through them all. Or will we
Did
remember
Did you add
them
any
all?
Of your topics to our list?
No.
It's a secret list. It's a secret list.
Oh, no. You're talking about from our AOL Instant Messenger. Not AOL Instant Messenger. Yeah. No, Facebook Instant Messenger. Oh, my God. Oh, starting this day off right. Dang. Huh?
Dang. It's so good. Hi, everybody. I'm Travis.
Hey, everybody. I am Forgetful Brandon. That is my name.
Good old Forgetful Brandon. He's a character on the podcast. He always forgets.
Did you start show notes?
Yeah, oh my I gosh. Always do.
Oh my yeah. gosh, I should go check those out.
Anyway. Oh man, look at that. Look at that on the Twitch. Some random user subscribed for 7 months. Currently on a 7 month. Oh, they subscribe for seven months, 1 month streak. It's none other than have a good A face.
Oh, somebody once subscribed to Apathetic Enthusiasm. He's not the sharpest tool in the shed.
That's true.
He was looking kind of
dumb
with his finger
and his thumb
and a shape
on his keyboard hitting that subscribe button. Well, the subs keep coming and they don't stop coming. Anyway, if you want to subscribe to us, you can follow us Monday nights, twitch.tv/apatheticenthusiasm. That's where we're streaming live. That's where Have a Good Day Face just subscribed and where you can too. If you are not available Monday nights because you're, a huge football fan or you have other prior engagements, you can still catch video versions of this podcast over at youtube.com/apatheticenthusiasm. All of them are up there unless we get some sort of copyright notice. And then you can follow us all over the internet at Twitter. We're at Apathusiast. I am at Jugglemino. He is at Barnyard Cruise. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/apatheticenthusiasmshow. Send us an email, apatheticenthusiasmshow@gmail.com, or follow our Instagram, apathetic_enthusiasm. All of our stuff over on our website, apatheticenthusiasm.com. And if Matt wants a t-shirt, head over to apatheticenthusiasm.com/shop and get to our TeePublic page. Grab yourself a shirt, and then support the show directly at patreon.com/apatheticenthusiasm. All of it out of the way. Now it's time for chats. Brandon is feverishly adding to the show notes list while I do all of the social. That's why he's so quiet, guys. We have a bunch of amazing people joining us in the stream right now. If you want to be part of the show, make sure you are active in that chat. Let us know your thoughts, because this is Apathetic Enthusiasm. We can talk about just about anything on this here podcast.
Just about anything.
But let's start with how are you doing, Brandon? Have you sufficiently gained all of the weight from excessive carbohydrates and gravy? How was your American Thanksgiving?
My American Thanksgiving was good. Thank you for asking. Here's what we did for our Thanksgiving, because we were expecting to go to Chelsea's parents on Saturday, right after Thanksgiving. We didn't want to have like turkey and all the traditional thing. Plus, we wanted to kind of do an homage to the Native American. So we didn't want to, you know, like take some time and do some traditional dishes. So Chelsea made some succotash. I made a...
Can I be honest with you real quick and interrupt you by saying I have no idea what succotash actually is?
Well, it's suffering.
Like, I nodded in agreement politely, but I have no idea what you ate.
Okay.
It could have been meat-based. That could have been a vegetarian dish. I have no idea what succotash is.
It's got corn. It's got lima beans. And it's got, like, bell peppers in it. It's got a couple of other things in it. It's vegetarian. It's decent. Well, she also made a like a sweet potato thing, and then I made a New Mexican, native to those parts because you know I've got family out there. I made like a roast pork using red chili from New Mexico. So we did that rather than do the traditional turkey day because we thought we were going to go on Saturday and have all that stuff at Chelsea's parents. But then what ended up happening was the week before we went to a Space Force ball. I'll go ahead and say it. It's this black tie affair. You get all dressed up. You get spiffed up. You hang out
Fancy bread.
Yeah, you hang out in downtown L.A., hobnobbing with all them them contractors from Boeing and SpaceX and all that type of stuff. And it was good. It was the first time Chelsea and I had been out in a lot of people in basically since the pandemic started. Well, that was Friday night before Thanksgiving. Saturday we played D&D. Sunday she was at her
classic.
She was at her parents' house and she texted me like, "Oh, my throat is kind of itchy." And I'm like, "Oh, my throat is kind of itchy too." She took a COVID test. It was negative, which means I was also negative. And then she was sick the rest of the week with like a cold, like just, and she's still like sniffling and coughing and sneezing. But she didn't want to go to her parents' house then, understandably so.
And responsible decision making. That's good.
So the showers, they postponed Thanksgiving till this Saturday, as a matter of fact. And
did they have to put the turkey back in the freezer?
I don't know. I think her mom made the turkey and froze it. I don't know. I'm not a shower. I'm a cruise, you know?
Fair. Yeah.
So,
I bet it's going to be delicious either way.
I guarantee.
Gravy solves a thousand
cuts
Thanksgiving issues. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a thousand cuts. Death by a thousand gravy bowls.
Death by smoochie or gravy.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
How was yours? Tell me about yours.
Uneventful. Okay. We didn't go anywhere. We've gotten used to that. And we didn't have anybody come over, so it was just our small fam. But that did not. That did not change the amount of food that we cooked for some reason. I told Sheena to buy the smallest turkey she could find, and apparently the smallest turkey she could find was still 16 pounds.
Oh.
A lot of bird. Yeah. A lot of bird cooked and prepared. I basically am one of the only people in my family that eats leftovers on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I've gotten some help.
You?
Don't get me wrong.
You're the only one who eats leftovers?
Consistently.
I'm not a leftovers guy. I'm sorry to throw this little wrench into the conversation. I will eat them occasionally, but I have a hard time eating them consistently.
The majority of the lunches I eat are the remains from previous dinners. So I don't know. I'm just used to it. So I've eaten a lot of turkey, a lot of stuffing, a lot of mashed taters. But it was good. We hung out. I hold the line pretty strong on not allowing any Christmas festivities, music, decorations, etc. Until after Thanksgiving. But man, like, as soon as the dishes are done, it's like Mariah Carey starts like, whoa, like like, but like, only, the music only that, starting
on that
just like that little
on, like, on repeat. on repeat.
What's that? What's that? And then, like, I don't know, Bing Crosby's like, boom, 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 boom. and so Christmas decorating pretty much consumed the rest of the weekend for us. Had to get a new tree because a new house, new space, sure, new size, sure, new fit, right? And I grappled with my crippling fear of heights in direct contrast to my desire for holiday cheer, and got on my roof and hung up some Christmas lights. And I survived, Brandon. I will tell you, it is noticeable based on the heart rate monitoring on my Apple Watch what window of time I put Christmas lights on my house, because my heart rate was elevated. But they look all right. They look pretty good. Got Mario and Luigi out on the front lawn as always. And yeah, we're all fixed up for the holidays here. It's an exciting time.
Locally, they are going to, you're talking about heart rate monitoring and Apple Watches. Locally here where I work, they are going to give free Oura rings out to do some testing for like COVID contact tracing. The Oura rings,
yeah, and my work was doing that,
and then some like random wristband things, right? So tomorrow I'm gonna go scope that out and pick up some free devices.
You getting the ring?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna get the ring.
I passed on all of that because I already do self monitoring with an Apple Watch.
Oh, yeah.
But I was like, I mean, it's a cool deal. A lot of people took them up on the offer, and they've got their super smart rings and stuff.
Yeah, well,
I think if five of them put them together, then an 80s superhero that's focused on planet conservation shows up or something. It's weird, but
yeah, Planetina.
So Planetina shows up.
Yeah, I'm gonna try the Oura ring out. Where I work, I can't have any electronics in, so it's only gonna be able to monitor me for like 2 hours out of the entire day, basically.
This is a really bizarre side story that isn't going to be that funny, but when they were handing those out at my work, there was one guy that kept saying, oh yeah, they're giving away the free Nuva rings out there. And a few people started calling them that because they thought that's what they were called.
Yeah.
Nuva ring, of course, being a form of contraception.
That's right.
Yeah, good luck with your Nuva ring. I can't wait to see how it works out for you. but we have other topics to talk about.
We do.
What other things kept you busy over the last couple of weeks when we weren't recording this podcast?
I'll go ahead and get into a couple of my topics based off of that segue. A couple, maybe a month and a half ago, Matt and I have a good day. We're playing video games, and we had the Madden 22 trial, and it only gives you 10 hours, and then after 10 hours, you have to buy it, or, you know, whatever, wait for it to come free on EA Play or Game Pass. And I was like, I'm interested in playing this more. Let's go ahead and buy it. So me and Matt bought it. Technically, I bought it for both of us, and we're going to play the Madden Ultimate Team, which is, you know, you get cards, you play challenges, you get more cards, you unlock more cards, and you build up your team, and you get your team from a 61 overall to where I got it was an 89 overall. Matt got his to 87 or 88 overall. Well, you know,
not that we're comparing whose team was better.
No, but my team was better.
Was
because here's the rest of the story of how I'm not playing Madden anymore. So Twitch, Amazon Prime, they have those things, those deals, right? Where monthly they give you deals, right? Twitch, it's like you can
subscribe with your Amazon Prime to a Twitch account, like Have a Good Day Face did for 7 months just earlier. Like, you could do that.
A skin for a character or whatever, coins. Well, this month they were giving cards for Madden Ultimate Team. So I was like, yeah, there's an alarm out there. That's nothing to do with Madden Ultimate Team. So I wanted to redeem these things because I wanted to get some cards and I wanted to improve my team more. So I clicked redeem and it was like, it'll show up in your account within a couple next time you log in. Okay. So I logged out, I logged back in and it didn't redeem it. I was like, okay, well, that's kind of weird. But I looked into it more, and because it's tied to my Amazon Prime was tied to one of my, well, just for sake of ease, Gmail A. All right.
Okay. I see where this is going.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now on my EA account, which is where it would tie in, my Xbox Live gamer tag was tied to Gmail B. So in order for me to get those rewards, I had to have my EA account be tied to Gmail A, along with my Amazon Prime. Both of them had to be Gmail A tied to my Xbox Live username. So what I did was, okay, well, I don't need Gmail B anymore. I haven't used that in years. I'm gonna swap untag my Xbox Live username from Gmail B, and I'm gonna link it up with Gmail A, like it should be, so I can get these Amazon Prime things. Well,
Them Skluzy cards.
Well, in doing that, which they didn't tell me, didn't notify me, was that by doing unlinking, your profile, your progress in this game is completely wiped. It is absolutely gone. This EA. They make millions and millions of dollars, and yet they do not have the capability to transfer profile data, game progress from one profile to another. It's just gone, supposedly.
Okay.
We're in IT, man.
Okay. All right. I'm going to play devil's advocate. In this case, EA is the devil. In every case, EA is the devil. Mm-hmm. But let's assume in a situation you have a lot of free time to mm-hmm. build up the best EA Madden Ultimate Team and get all these awesome cards and build an awesome team. And then you go out onto the internet and you say, hey, people of the internet, I have this awesome team. If someone would like to pay me for said team, I can transfer it to your account. Is it possible that that's just a method to prevent such behavior?
It may be a method to prevent such behavior, but EA, the money-making machine that EA is, that charges for
the granddaddy of microtransactions.
Microtransactions left and right. Which, by the way, there's also services that you can buy different currencies within the game by selling cards that EA doesn't shut down. Knowing how databases,
classic football,
knowing how databases work, knowing how servers work, and how much storage that company has, it is insane to me. It's absurd to me that it's not something they can do. And like, there has to be something. They're like, no, there's nothing. There's nothing we can do. Like, it's stupid.
I feel for you, so my
progress completely wiped. I put well over 50 hours into this game.
Oh, okay. It is true. I see you play a lot of Madden on Xbox.
And that's the thing I told the customer service. I told the customer service person, I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at the devil company that you work for, because who in their right mind would spend so much time, so much money to transfer an account if it's going to get all deleted? Nobody would. It's a bad business practice.
Yeah.
One time, just last thing, one time Matt and I were playing Grand Theft Auto And we did this heist where we finished the heist. We got a lot of money. Oh, so much money. And then the game glitched out and we got kicked out. And when we logged back in, there we didn't get the money. We were both so pissed. We sent a support ticket to Rockstar, and Rockstar, did they say, no, sorry, there's nothing we could do? No, they're like, all right, yeah, we'll give you your money. It'll be there within a couple hours.
Here's your fake game money. Crying about it.
That's
nerds.
All EA had to do was just, yeah. Was just look, here's a screenshot. Give me the shit back that I had. It's your software. Anyway,
what it is probably bad programming where when you transfer your account, it probably like deletes your other account, your other profile, like before transferring it to the new one. And so they've already cleared what was on your profile before it stands up the new one. And so then you can't, it's probably just like a really bad
that's probably true because like the other question I have is what if I just got hacked, right? What if I just got hacked and then somebody unlinked it and then linked it to another account? Does that mean no, it's completely gone and I get no reimbursement for it? Or do they say, well, you got hacked, there's actually a workaround?
No, well, I feel like EA would just be like, sucks to suck. Play more Madden.
Play more.
It's in the game.
It's in the game.
I live in this weird gray area. I don't know what it is. In terms, you talk about multiple email accounts. I have been a faithful Xbox user since the original Xbox. I say that having not bought any of the current Xbox consoles that are out on the market now. Sure. But I've had an Xbox Live subscription for decades. And somehow along the way, my original gamertag Xbox account got switched from like one email to another. And then I one time put in my new primary email address into like a Microsoft account or something, and it just created a random gamer tag for my current email account. So I now exist in this like weird zone, sort of like you, where I have two gamer tags for two different emails, but my primary email that I use the most isn't associated with my gamer tag that I use the most. And I decided after hearing some people talk about it at work, I'm going to try out Halo Infinite, the new Halo game that is available, releases the full campaign on, I think, December 8th or something like that.
Yeah,
but you can jump in right now and play the multiplayer for free without even having to buy the game. So I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll play some Halo, relive some old memories. And it took me probably 30 minutes to figure out how to log in with the right gamer tag and figure out which email I had to use. And
because you're playing on your PC.
Yes.
Which is tied to the email that you need, that you want to use.
Yes, it is. But yeah. I've had to download the Xbox app and log in with the correct gamer tag for other games in the past, because with Game Pass, I can get games for my PC and my Xbox. And I've taken advantage of that a couple of different times. But I wanted to make sure that when I was playing Halo, like if I wanted to jump in a fire team with people that I know, they could use the gamer tag that they have friended me under.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, like you did when I was playing randomly and you just, I think I just said to you, like, oh yeah, I'm playing Halo. And then the next thing I know, I have somebody joining my fire team and it's Brandon.
Yeah.
Is that the only round you've played of Halo Infinite so far?
It was. Yeah. Yeah. And really it was just, I wanted to test, you said you're playing and I knew you're playing on PC and I'm like, you know, I want to see if I could join you. So I pressed the Xbox button. I went to it and saw you were online. Okay. And usually you can click the name and it'll say join party, join game, whatever. Join game was I could do that. I'm like, all right, well, let's see. I joined it And then I joined your fire team. Like, holy crap, that was really, really
extremely easy.
Easy to do.
Yeah. I think I've logged probably close to seven or eight hours. Which is rare for me.
Yeah, you haven't invited me. That's great.
You're welcome. Not a problem. The one game you played with me, you were like, yeah, the body is not ready for Halo. So maybe I'll give you a little bit of warning in advance, then we can I'm still trash. I'm still trash at the game. I'm not great. In the second level, which I'm in right now, almost to level 3. I tend to be in the upper half of my teams in the matches. And we're winning quite a few, but it's fun. It's just fun Halo. I am this close to buying the battle pass. Now, haven't committed to buying the campaign, though I did play the tutorial and it looks great. So I almost wonder if the solo like campaign would be a lot of fun to play too. I don't know. I've been on a big hiatus from Halo. I know that there's games I haven't played. But I don't know. It looks really good.
Is it a campaign that you can co-op as Halo has always kind of been?
Since like Halo 2, right?
No, the original Halo, you could do it. You can play co-op too. Co-op campaign. You just like the original Halo, it's Master Chief and then Master Chief's double. They basically didn't care that there was two of you, the story. It only treated you like there's only one of them.
So it looks like a co-op campaign is not expected to be released until May of 2022 the earliest.
By then, we'll
according
all be done
to Polygon.com. What'd you say?
We'll all be done with Halo by then.
That's right. We'll have moved on. So it looks like both campaign co-op and The Forge were delayed past Halo Infinite's launch, and based on the timing, will be early May 2022 at the earliest. So that's unfortunate. I guess that means you can still play the solo campaign.
Yeah, that's what that means.
But why would it be that different?
Processing power. If you're doing it online, maybe it takes the coding's a little bit different. For the AI to recognize that there's two people that it needs to attack. I don't know. I'm not a developer. I don't know these things like you do.
Yeah, that's a fair point. Until May, I'm perfectly happy playing multiplayer. and I would potentially just wait it out if that was the case. So I don't know. It's fun. I mean, if you've played Halo in the past, you know what we're talking about. Tons of guns, I will say the matchmaking's been pretty solid. I have gotten booted a couple times. But I don't know whether or not to chalk that up to my computer or the servers themselves. But yeah, it's a fun game. If you like Halo, you can play it for free right now on Xbox or PC. And the Battle Pass is like $10. You get a bunch of it increases the speed in which you level up, which is weird.
Is that why people are mad at the Battle Pass?
Maybe. It's all the thing I will say is their leveling system is really ambiguous and unclear. I played for several hours before leveling up to the second level, and I'm still not to level 3 yet. And part of that may be based on my skills at Halo, but I think it's just got a much slower leveling system if you haven't purchased the Battle Pass. I think you move through levels faster if you've dropped that $10 or I'll drop the $10 and then find out I'm just really bad at Halo.
All right.
Both possible options.
I found an article here on Kotaku. This article is entitled Halo Infinite's Battle Pass is totally fine, you guys. In it, it says the bulk of the criticism has been directed at the game's meta progression system. It's a free-to-play model. It features a battle pass, earning experience points, blah, 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 blah. You can speed up the process. That doesn't tell me what the problem is. The catch is
while you're reading, I'm going to answer Matt's question. Okay. He says, one time, $10. This is a battle pass, my friend. And in the current meta, the current ecosystem of online gaming, these battle passes are seasonal. So I believe the current battle pass runs the season through March or February of next year.
After which you have to renew the battle pass.
You will keep whatever. And that's the other thing about these battle passes is almost everything you get, I'm pretty sure, is all cosmetics. So nothing that you're unlocking makes you necessarily any better at the game or gives you any like perks in game outside of different Spartan armor and attachments and animations and things like that. So for $10, you can level up and progress and get all of that cool stuff, and you will keep it even if you do not renew the battle pass. But the next season, they'll have a whole bunch of new stuff that you can unlock, and you'll have to drop another $10 or whatever it is at that time to keep on unlocking stuff.
Okay. Here we go, Travis. The catch is that leveling is largely based on completing hyper-specific challenges rather than performing well. Right now, completing a multiplayer match in Halo gives you 50 experience. You don't get a bonus for winning. Knocking out a challenge, say getting 10 kills with a stalker rifle or winning 3 matches of Capture the Flag, can net you anywhere from 200 to 400. You're allotted 20 challenges per week. Once you complete them all, you won't get more until the week resets. You'll have to rely solely on 50 XP bursts to work toward ranking up. Critics contend that the current structure begets glacial progress. You could knock out your weekly challenges and rank up at a steady clip for a bit, but once you've finished all of your challenges for the week, it'll take you 20 matches to increase just one level. So that's kind of the thing, is you can only do 20 challenges per week, and then you're stuck just doing 50 XP bursts. So the battle pass then speeds that up, so you don't have to worry about just 50 XP. So there you go. I don't know if Star Wars Battlefront was similar to that or not, but I do know that that took forever to level up as well. The free to play model is great because you get to play it for free, but it's also it's a slog too, right? When you're like, I just want a new gun, damn it.
Well, but that's the thing with Halo, it's you're not unlocking like weapons for use. Yeah, you could unlock customizations on a weapon, a cool tag, a cool skin, things like that. But for the most part, I'm playing their Fiesta mode, which it's basically Slayer, first team to 50 kills wins with random weapons. So every time you respawn, you get different like power weapons or something like that. So it's, I don't know, keeps it exciting, keeps, you know, different weapons. It gives you an opportunity to like try out all the weapons a little bit more and get comfortable with them. But then you can go and just jump in quick play too. And then it's a shuffle through Capture the Flag, Oddball, Slayer, all kinds of different classic Halo contests. So yeah, I don't know. It's fun. If you're down to play, I'm all for playing. Yeah. Just say the word. I gotta work it around my busy holiday schedule, but you know, we could.
This article, by the way, doesn't really conclude with anything that makes it say that it's totally fine. It just that basically says Halo was never about those collectibles anyways. What does it really matter? That's fine. I guess that's partially true. But if you're going to have a progression system, then you, I don't know. Whatever. It's fine. I probably won't play it that much because you don't want to play. Matt probably won't play because Matt doesn't like playing against strangers, because if it's us and we're kicking his ass, that's fine. He'll get pissed off at us and then continue talking to us later. But if it's strangers, he'll rage quit, and then we won't play it for another weekend. It'll take that long for him to recover.
Fair enough. Well, then we'll just have to get really good. That's the answer. So
yeah. Like, I'm getting really good in NBA 2K22. I mentioned that Matt...
Is this a Game Pass game? Because...
No, it's not. It's not. I bought Matt Madden 22. Matt bought me 2K22 because it was on a Black Friday sale.
Oh, okay.
Now, talking about microtransactions, he asked me if I was interested in doing kind of like a Madden Ultimate Team, but with the basketball. And I was like, if you buy it for me, I'll play it. And it's fun. Like I am trying this time harder to actually learn how to play a basketball game, actually learn what the plays are, spending some time with it, trying to get my timing right, trying to figure out what a pick and roll is. I mean, I know what a pick and roll is. Okay. A given go, all the time. Yeah. Right. Hit the open man on the give and go, basketball Jones. I'm figuring it out. It's kind of cool. One of the things with their ultimate that Madden used to have back in the day is something called contracts, which this is 2K is kind of behind the times on pissing off their fan base with microtransactions, because there's this thing called contracts, and I haven't really dealt with it too much, but basically you get a certain amount of contracts for your players, and then after you're up with the contracts, you have to buy more contracts or earn them by playing different challenges. And then your team, it might be like a 90 overall, but once you're out of the contracts, then you get stuck with crappy players again. So that pisses Matt off. I haven't dealt
like
with
the
it
Oklahoma
yet.
City Thunder.
but thanks for that game, Matt. It's fun. Similar to Madden, probably what will end up happening is we will just play our normal teams without all the ultimate crap, because fuck 2K and EA.
Yeah, I don't know. I went down a rabbit hole on Game Pass or something. There was a version of 2K that I ended up downloading. I think that's probably got the most play time on my Xbox in the last year. I don't know. I love me some NBA season. I've been to three or four NBA games season already. Love being in a town with a tanking team with available tickets. it's good time to be a Thunder fan, unless you care about their record. So yeah. Fun stuff. Any other video game chit chat? Any other games we're playing?
Oh no, I don't think so. I don't think so.
If you have a game recommendation, hit us up. Let us know what games you want to play.
Yeah.
Let's all play Halo together, everybody.
Now,
replaying Cyberpunk. I never finished Cyberpunk.
Oh.
I need to actually finish the game.
They I don't know if they just released a new patch, but they were supposed to release a patch pretty soon that all the bugs that initially plagued Cyberpunk, I think they're getting worked out. And I read an article about the multiplayer stuff. Originally, they were supposed to have like a GTA Online-esque world in Cyberpunk. They decided to scrap that for this, that, or the other reason. But this article I read, or this video I watched, whatever it was, they talked about this new patch kind of setting the seeds for building up some kind of multiplayer world within Cyberpunk, which again, that we might all be over it at that point in time. But I heard that the updates that they've done to the core game, got rid of a lot of those bugs, have just turned it around. Maybe similar to like No Man's Sky.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, is it possible that Cyberpunk could come around and be the next No Man's Sky in terms of continuing development, you know, polishing those rough edges and adding in things that people expected early on that are missing. You know, time will tell on that, because it was pretty rough on the release after so much hype. But I owe it to myself to at least finish the campaign and see how the story ended that I was playing. And I don't know. I enjoyed playing it when I did, but then I moved and forgot to finish the game. So, yeah. All right. Cool. I'll have to check that out.
As far as far, so no more video games for me, but let's talk about some movies. I know we both been watching some movies lately.
Oh, the cinema in your home cinema.
So I will start by talking about a video game movie. I've seen this film before. I think we might have talked about it in an episode of AE a long time ago.
Go back and listen to all 198 other episodes and let us know if we've talked about this.
It is the Adam Sandler film Pixels, which I had no... I'll talk about two games. I'll talk about Free Guy as well here in a minute.
I haven't seen that yet.
Okay. I won't get into spoiler territory there. But Pixels is a movie that I didn't need to go back and watch. I wasn't interested in going back to watch. But the kid saw it on YouTube and was cracking up, so he wanted to actually watch the movie. Okay, well, we'll check it out. And I had initial qualms with the movie, just generally Adam Sandler films. I'm like, oh, okay.
Shabadoo.
But rewatching it and looking back at all like the Nintendo and classic arcade kind of references, it was a fun movie, and I don't know if I recommend it still, but I know the kid, the 9-year-old.
I just want to go real quick. So just so everybody's aware, in the ending of 2021, a half-hearted recommendation for the 2015 film Pixels.
Maybe we didn't.
With Adam Sandler. That's the quality content Brandon's bringing to this episode.
That's just a segue because we're talking video games, and I did just watch that movie. Half-hearted. Q-Bert's in it.
I mean, I don't think I've ever watched it. So maybe I'll check it out.
It's for rent. Just wait for it to stream.
Yeah. Speaking of films about video games, there is a brand new direct to streaming, movie that is out now. You can watch on HBO Max. It's called 8-Bit Christmas. It's being promoted as like the next Christmas Story type movie.
Is it being promoted as that? Because it just
I've heard it said.
It just seems like that it is trying to be the next Christmas Story. Like
it is definitely trying. It stars NPH, Neil Patrick Harris. He is telling the story to his daughter about how he got his first Nintendo Entertainment System, and the film basically works through narration, storytelling, and flashbacks of when Neil Patrick Harris was a kid in the late 80s, and everybody was obsessed over the NES, which we were kids in the late 80s.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, but I was certainly obsessed with the NES at that time.
Yes.
And so basically it's the story of how him and his friends try to get his first NES system. I think I missed like part of the middle of the movie for some reason. I don't know if I like went in the other room or what, but caught like 80%. And I mean, it's kind of a cute, fun family film. It does actually have like kind of a nice lesson at the end of it. But for the most part, there's just like, it's just tons of 80s nostalgia. And like, it's weird to think that, you know, that was a really long time ago now, and they're making so many movies and content about when we were kids. And yeah,
what's the lesson? Is the lesson quit trying so hard? Maybe your parents already got it for you.
No, that's not the lesson.
Okay, that's good.
If you want me to really lay it out for you, if you're trying to avoid spoilers on 8-Bit Christmas, go ahead and skip ahead 30 seconds. The moral of the story is that he doesn't end up getting the NES. He has to like work a summer job and buy it for himself. But the lesson is that he like loves his dad or something, and his dad is a good guy. And at the end, you find out that they're back home visiting the grandparents' house because like the dad recently died, and it's like nostalgic about the relationship between the dad and the son, and it's sweet and
so big, and woodworking and stuff. The lesson is
Stop obsessing over video games. Do woodworking projects with your dad.
If you don't buy an NES for your son, you're gonna die. Is that what the lesson is? 8-bit Christmas.
You could dissect it that way. But there are lots of other great movies that are available on direct streaming platforms. Right now, if you hurry, you can catch King Richard, the new Will Smith movie, out on HBO Max. It is the story of Venus and Serena Williams' rise to stardom. You shrug, really, like, kind of like, meh, Brandon, why you're like, eh, I don't care about a story about heart and challenge and overcoming odds. And
well, I guess why I don't care is I saw her already in a movie, Serena, or was it Venus? Well, I don't know. One of the two of them was in Pixels,
the 2015 classic.
Yes, one of them was in Pixels. She hooked up with Martha Stewart and the guy who played Tyrion in Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Yeah.
Peter Dinklage.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. There you go. Weird. So in some ways,
the weirdest part, like, about that conversation is that I knew an actor's name and you didn't.
No, I knew what it was. I just couldn't remember.
Okay. All right. Nice recovery. Anyway, King Richard was good. I liked that one. And then the other movie that I watched this last week was available exclusively on Apple TV Plus. And it's a movie called Finch, which is starring Tom Hanks. And basically, it is a post-apocalyptic scenario. I think it's based on, like, there being a solar flare that destroyed our ozone layer. And so he is some sort of super smart inventor dude who makes a robot companion. The reason for creating this robot is sort of unveiled throughout the course of the film. But it is definitely in that genre of Tom Hanks is the only actor in this movie and you're gonna like it that way. Sort of films, like a Castaway type movie or things like that. It's really well done. I think the CGI for the robot is outstanding in this movie. It's can hardly see the wires. So it's good. I thought it was another good movie. Watching a lot of, you know, slow burns this week. Mm. Just, you know, not, yeah, but check them out. Check them out.
Lots of slow burns. Yeah, right on. For Thanksgiving, I'm wearing the MST3K Mystery Science Theater 3000 shirt. And, of course, I watched some MST3K on Thanksgiving as part of the Thanksgiving special marathon that they always have. Don't remember. I was making food all day, but I did sit down to watch Avalanche, which has Jonah, the newer host. And he's splitting duties with a new host for the new season of MST3K. Anyways, Avalanche, great film. Mystery Science Theater.
So let's break down the holiday marathons real quick. Thanksgiving, you got MST3K.
Yes.
New Year's.
Twilight Zone. Uh-huh.
4th of July.
It's not a marathon.
You just have to watch
Minority Report. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And all right. And also we watched Thanksgiving Thanksploitation Spectacular, the Rick and Morty episode.
That's right. The beginning of a holiday tradition. I also watched that episode. It was good to just queue up a random episode of Rick and Morty, like, between seasons. I was like, oh yeah, this show.
No pressure. No. And analysis.
This show.
No, it's analysis. Nothing. Like, we didn't have to do anything. Like, I didn't have to talk to you after. You didn't have to talk to me. We didn't have to talk to people on the internet and pretend like we love that episode. Just kidding. We don't pretend when we love it.
No, we don't want to pretend.
If we don't like it.
Moving on from TV and film, I want to shout out.
Oh, go ahead.
All right. Well, D Squeeze throws out in the chat, the new Hawkeye series, which I have watched both current episodes of.
We can't talk
Brandon
about it yet.
Brandon is waiting. Brandon wants to binge, okay? So here's what's going to happen. We're going to have to wait several weeks, and then we can discuss in our 200s episodes what we think about the Hawkeye series. I will say I'm already loving it, and I can't wait for Brandon to get on board.
Why don't we talk about the Hawkeye series after December 16th, so we can talk about Spider-Man and Hawkeye.
I'm here for it.
All right.
I need to get my tickets for. I need to get my tickets for my work's Christmas party, holiday party, is the same day that Spider-Man comes out, and I guess I'll go to this work function, but
about to ditch out on that.
So help me, if one person spoils something, I'm out.
But speaking of Spider-Man, I did watch Venom. Let There Be Carnage. I bought it because that's the only way to stream it at home right now. And it's not too bad. I like that they kind of lean into. I don't know if you saw the first Carnage, right?
Nope.
Oh, okay. All right. They lean into this weird relationship between Venom and Eddie Brock. It's a strange kind of relationship. They lean into it more in Venom: Let There Be Carnage. Woody Harrelson as the titular Carnage character. And not to spoil anything for anybody who's seen who hasn't seen Venom: Let There Be Carnage, but I'm interested to see how it ties into Spider-Man films in the future.
Yeah, you mentioned the fact that you had to buy it. And I had a moment where I was like, I want to do a Spider-Man marathon. I want to rewatch all the Spider-Mains. And I've got the original Tobey Maguire Spider-Man on like DVD or something. But I went out to the Streamiverse, and it is incredibly hard to find any streaming Spider-Man movies. Sony's got them all locked up. So, if you have an in, if you know where I should go to stream some Spider-Man movies, let me know.
Were they not on Stars?
Okay, all right, Mr. Bougie California. Not everybody can have a Stars account. You know, some of us have to like feed our multiple children.
You asked where you could find it. I'm just telling you.
If they're all on Stars, I would consider jumping on board. But I realized like most of my kids haven't even seen Far From Home for some reason. So I'm like, I'm okay. We got work to do, because they loved Homecoming. All of them did. So.
Yeah.
Who didn't? Who doesn't?
The only one.
I also heard Tom Holland's on board for like three more Spider-Man flicks after this one.
Sony confirmed it. That's absolutely correct.
So good.
So good. My kid hasn't seen Amazing Spider-Man 2. So I need to make sure he watches that, because he didn't know who he didn't know who Electro was. And he certainly doesn't know who the Rhino is.
The Rhino.
The Rhino.
Does he know who the lizard is that randomly turns his head in midair in the trailer?
He does. He does. Yeah. Okay. He's seen them all except Amazing Spider-Man 2, the one where Gwen Stacy dies.
Spoilers, guys.
Spoilers. True to comics. Yeah. With Dane DeHaan. Dane DeHaan is a Green Goblin. It's kind of weird.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah. I got to figure out a way to watch all those in the next 2 weeks.
Well, tell you what, get a Stars. just kidding. Well, let's move on, Travis. I don't want to hold you up on Spider-Man talk anymore. Going into TV, not talking about Hawkeye, not talking about anything too much. Talk about new TV Black Friday deals. Have you picked up anything on Black Friday lately or Cyber Monday?
I bought a Christmas tree.
Oh, tell me
about
more.
A 9-foot pre-lit Christmas tree.
Lazy. Pre-lit?
Heck yeah, it's lit, fam.
Oh, no. That's that takes some of the magic out of Christmas by, but I also say that when Chelsea and I first got married, I was like, no, we need an actual tree. And she's like, no, we should just buy one. I'm like, no, it takes some of the magic out. But then we bought one and I don't want to take care of a real tree.
I will say this. It is my responsibility in our household to quote unquote fluff the Christmas tree, the fake Christmas tree. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we used to have like, a mild mannered, 6.5 foot, modest Christmas tree that I would pull out of the box every year on the day after Thanksgiving and finagle all of the plastic branches until it almost resembles a real tree if you squint slightly in a dim room. And so, I'm used to it. It's fine. I'll take the job. But this year we had a 9 foot tree and the six foot tree where she was like, let's just have both of them. Let's do. So all told, I fluffed about 15 feet of Christmas tree over the weekend and they look great. They look great. But it's not without a lot of work, Yeah. Sometimes going out and ripping a tree out of the ground, like the Griswold family, is probably easier. But I don't have any sap. That's fair. No sap.
No, save that for a Christmas story and 8-bit Christmas. Yeah. Which there's part of me going back to 8-bit Christmas briefly. There's part of me that, knowing that it wants to be another Christmas story, makes me not want to see it because I still have not seen A Christmas Story.
I've already watched it this year.
Like
this weekend, I've already watched it.
I found the DVD A Christmas Story that I own that was given to me as a going away present from Brett Fincher. I found that the other day. It is still in the plastic. It's still in a bin.
That's awesome.
And I'm like, I'm not doing it. Now it's just stubbornness. I'm not doing it. So I kind of feel that way about 8-bit Christmas, and I'm starting to get that way.
It's different. It's not the same, but it's a spiritual successor. You know what I haven't watched is Christmas Story 2, which is apparently a real movie that exists.
Yes, it is.
And sounds awful.
I watched The Thing prequel last night, as a matter of fact, because I got a new Sony Bravia 4K OLED TV for a Black Friday deal.
Ooh, la la.
And I wanted to watch something. I couldn't find anything. Put on the prequel. It's pretty good. Pretty good movie. That's all. Okay. You got a tree. I did not get a tree. The last thing I'll say is this. I read an article earlier today about how the actress who played Jessie Spano on Saved by the Bell.
Jessie Spanos.
Spanos. You would know this. She went on to the Paul Verhoeven film Showgirls.
Cinematic masterpiece.
Cinematic masterpiece. And the article I was reading was about how on the Saved by the Bell reboot that they're doing over on the Peacock, they make a gag reference to Showgirls since she's on the show again.
Hilarious.
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 That's that whole story. Also, Screech died, and so he'll never be back on the show.
R.I.P.
Yeah, Dustin died.
I saw that they were rebooting Saved by the Bell. And I said something to my wife about it, and she's like, oh, well, it doesn't have the original people in it, so it doesn't matter. And I was like,
yes, it does.
But wait, I think it does.
It has them all.
Can you watch it without, because I know Peacock's weird. You can like watch Peacock without paying for it, but there's only like, but you can only get certain content or things like that.
The only thing you can't watch on Peacock without paying for it is the Halloween Kills movie that came out. Everything else is absolutely free with that. Yeah,
man, I might have to check out Saved by the Bell, the old class.
When whatever, you wake up in the morning, and your dog
and the clock gives out a warning, and I don't think I'm going to make it on time.
I never knew what that verse.
By the time I get my books and I give myself a look, I'm at the corner just in time to see the bus fly
Wait,
by.
Wait, no, the dog. My dog ate all my homework last night. There's yeah, that. That's one.
No,
of the lines. That's
no.
in there.
I think that's after they get to school, right?
Is it?
I wake up in the morning and my clock's
eight by the bell theme lyrics.
By the time I get my books and I give myself a look, I'm at the corner.
Okay, here we go. When I wake up in the morning and the alarm gives out a warning and I don't think I'll ever make it on time. By the time I grab my books and I give myself a look, I'm at the corner just in time to see the bus fly by.
That's right, bye.
It's all right.
It's all right, because I'm still going to be
here. Second verse. If the teacher pops a test, I know I'm in a mess.
I know I'm in a mess because my dog ate all my homework last night.
And the dog ate all my homework last night. Riding low in my chair,
she won't know that I'm there.
If I can handle it, if I can hand it in tomorrow, it'll be all right.
It'll be all right.
Oh, did you know there's more lyrics, Travis?
Okay.
Here comes that brown-eyed girl. She looks so fine. Every time I talk to her, I nearly lose my mind. Ooh. Before I hesitate, I'll ask her on a date. We'll be going out on Saturday night. If she asks me to the dance, I won't stand a chance. When she sees me out there moving with my two left feet, it's all right because I'm saved by the bell.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why it is a two-verse theme song and not a three.
Saved by the Bell, composed by Scott Gale, everybody. Scott
credit
Gale.
Where credit's due. One of those things that's caught and stuck in my memory for forever. Yeah, maybe I'll watch some episodes of Saved by the Bell.
Good
it's
luck.
All right.
Yeah, because you're saved
also
by the Bell.
AC Slater just doesn't age. That dude's got some of the Paul Rudd, you know, gene in him or whatever. I don't know. It's
Mario Lopez.
Lopez. That's
he kind of creeps me out. He's always just kind of.
Is it because he works on the show Extra, or whatever that
maybe,
Hollywood maybe, show is?
Maybe it's because he doesn't age, but he was never sexy to begin with. So he's just like, yeah.
All right, let us know in the chat. Do you think Mario Lopez is sexy?
Who do you
let
think?
Us know.
Who do you think has aged better, Zach Morris or AC Slater? Let us know in the chat.
All right. Yeah, I don't know. Have you actually watched any Saved by the Bell, or did you just see that article you wanted to bring up?
No, I just saw that article. Instead of working at the end of the day, I found that article and started reading it. And that's what kept me going.
Fair enough. Matt wouldn't hit it either way, but he thinks he's a good looking guy.
Huh.
More like heat lamps later. He's a lizard person. Anyway, all right. What else is going on other than drinking way too much caffeine?
Well,
is that still a topic of conversation?
No, that's not a topic we're going to talk about. By the way, latte ice latte in the can messed me up. I was sweating. I was sweating profusely.
Was it one
from
of those
pits?
Like La Colombia or whatever?
It was like a vanilla flavored. It wasn't like a Starbucks brand. It tasted delicious, and I thought I had had enough lunch that it wouldn't affect me that way, but it did. And that's how
I'm getting older.
That's how I want to end the episode. That's how
right.
That's how I want to end.
Careful with your caffeine consumption, everyone. Anyway, next episode of this podcast will be our unofficial official 200th episode. So if you have any moments from the last 200 episodes that sticks out in your mind, something that you enjoy, something that you have liked from all of these episodes, send us an email, apatheticenthusiasmshow@gmail.com. Let us know. Thank you for listening and continuing to be a subscriber or fan of this podcast. And we look forward to celebrating 200 episodes worth of content
with you.
In our next episode.
If you also, I'm throwing this out there. apatheticenthusiasmshow@gmail.com. If you want to leave us an audio clip, just record yourself some audio, send it to that email. We'll include it on the show because fuck it, why not? What else
are we doing? It's going to be a party.
It's a Christmas
party.
What else do we do with our time?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Anyway, nothing. We just do this and play Halo Infinite. All right. It is now time for us to say goodbye to our lovely audio listeners. But if you are watching live on Twitch, do not despair because it is going to be time for our post show. If you want to be part of that post show, make sure you are following us over on twitch.tv/apatheticenthusiasm so you know when we go live, get those notifications, and hang out with us on Monday evenings, you know, when we record on Monday evenings.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks to everybody that's listening. And until next time, I'm Travis.
And I am Brandon. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Bye.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money.